Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
And welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I am your host, Jake Miller, alongside Brett Hollander, head coach of Space Force University, Marcus Young, intern Jack. It is essentially a championship Wednesday officially here on the G.I. Jake Show. Tennessee wins tonight against South Carolina, in which they are a 5.5-point favorite with the over-under set at 139.5. Probably basing that on what we saw in the last game. However, Tennessee wins tonight. You have secured the SEC regular season title. You're playing for a championship tonight. And we've seen this story before, in which a Tennessee team, more notably the football team, a couple of years ago, goes down to Columbia, South Carolina. All they need is to win that game. Two games left. Tennessee loses a star player, loses the game, knocks itself out of college football playoff contention. Tennessee tonight, two games left in the regular season, going to Columbia, South Carolina. South Carolina one game back, in which they would win the tiebreaker against Tennessee, having beat Tennessee twice. Can Tennessee go down to South Carolina and win this game? As I mentioned, they are a 5.5-point favorite. According to the ESPN analytics, Tennessee has a 78.5% chance of winning this game. There's a revenge factor to this game. There's a championship on the line. There's a lot on the line for Rick Barnes' legacy. Because the only SEC regular season title that we had to share with Auburn. Right now you're looking at this like this is a chance that you have to win the SEC regular season title outright for the first time since 2008. And right now I think that Dalton Kincaid, Jonas Adoo, Zakai Ziegler, Josiah Jordan James, Santiago Vescovi, Jamai Meshack, Jordan Ganey, J.P. Estrella, does not matter who it is, they're going to go down there and they're going to get it done tonight. Brett, how are you, sir?
Doing good, feeling refreshed after our little day off there, get some things sorted out for the station, the new station and all that. Yeah, it's an exciting day. You know, you pretty much assure, I mean, with Alabama's loss last night, got blown out actually last night. That was good to see. Yeah, excited about today. It's a big day. Feeling pretty confident. I think arguably our worst performance of the season came last time we played them. You know, you had Zakai really struggle. You had Adoo really struggle. Kincaid, yeah, he had 31, took 24 shots though. So it was a kind of an inefficient night for him. But you know, I just feel pretty confident after the last two games. You know, maybe you have a little bit of a letdown. I mean, that was two hard-fought games. You had the Bruce Pearl factor. You had all the, you know, the Super Bowl factor, game day, and number one seed on the line against Bama, and came out and won that one. So you know, you're feeling good. I mean,
and Florida did you a favor last night.
They did, yes. But I mean, South Carolina's still in this thing, so you haven't. You know, they're one game behind you and on the tiebreaker if they win. So, kind of be a really disappointing loss in a lot of ways. But I am feeling pretty confident we get the job done tonight.
Absolutely. Marcus, how are we feeling this morning?
Well, it's a little rainy out. Definitely makes things a little harder when you're preparing for space. but, you know, I'm doing all right. It was a long weekend, which my weekends always end up being way too much. But ready for a good week, ready for some basketball, ready for I plan on giving, you know, what's the opposite of like a positive shout out? Like a throwing under the bus?
Yes.
A negative shout out?
Yeah, to
a bashing
to friend Christian. I hear he went to the Preds game last night.
I saw it too. I was so mad. You got to turn those tickets down, Christian. Sorry, buddy.
We were on a roll.
Yes. And you haven't won when you've gone. Yep. Why would you go?
Yeah.
It's on TV.
We were up 2-0. They threw the puck at the half.
They don't know what we're talking about, Marcus.
I know. Yeah. Mid ice, they threw a puck and it made a weird bounce and win. It was. I was like, Christian. I was like throwing my fists in the air. Like it was a whole thing.
Yep.
But, you know, doing all right. Ready for basketball. Should be fun.
Jack, how we doing, man?
Yeah, pretty good. Missed y'all yesterday. I'm glad to be back. excited for the game tonight. Big one, obviously. Can secure that SEC title for us and get some revenge on those Gamecocks. And just, you know, it'll be fun to see. We saw last game, we didn't play great at all. And still had a tough win. So I don't think we need to be shooting 100% from the field or playing our best game. Dalton doesn't need to have 40. I think if we can just play our game, I think South Carolina's a little overrated. So I think we should just be able to take care of business and get it done for Knoxville.
It is indeed probably the biggest game of the year. I mean, we thought that, you know, Saturday might be the biggest game of the year. We thought the biggest game of the year might have been before that against Auburn. But as we've mentioned, you know, and we've talked about this all season, you know, even before – the G.I. Jake Show had its pilot episode that this four-game stretch at the end of the season was going to be a gauntlet. And it has proven through the first two games to be just that. I mean, you had a tough, hard-fought win against Auburn. You had to come back and, you know, turn right around, go down to Tuscaloosa, down to the Coleman Coliseum, and beat Alabama. Now you got to go down to Columbia, South Carolina, in which this game should be on the flagship ESPN. And I don't know why it's not. It's on ESPN, too. I mean, ESPN, do better. Do better.
Yeah, I mean, you look at – I mean, you play the way you did on Saturday, especially defensively.
You're going to win this game.
I mean, your defense was great against them the first time around. They only shot 34% from the field, 34% from three. You know, they did shoot well from the line, but, you know, but you look at your numbers, they're just – they're bad. You know, like just 36% from two, 23% from three. I mean – if I remember correctly, they hit some big-time threes down the stretch. That Stute guy, the transfer from Vandy, I think, killed us at the end with some big threes from what I can remember. I try not to remember that game, but I also – think Jordan said it yesterday. We were like 9 of 19 around the basket. You know, that doesn't usually happen. So, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good.
Tennessee averaging 80.7 points per game. South Carolina averaging 72.1. Tennessee allowing 67.4, South Carolina allowing 65.6. About the same in field goal percentage. Tennessee has the rebounding edge, the assist edge, the block edge, and the steal edge. Tennessee right now on a 6-game winning streak, South Carolina on a 3-game winning streak after dropping 2 in a row to LSU and Auburn. And if that tells you anything, if those two teams, LSU and Auburn, are capable of beating this South Carolina team, guess what? So are we. Worst case scenario, if you lose this game, you have to win on Saturday, and then you have to rely on Mississippi State to get a home win against South Carolina on Saturday as well. That will be a topic for discussion later in the week. Hopefully, and of course, you want to win this game on Saturday. You want to win tonight. You really want to win on Saturday just because it's Kentucky. But if you don't, it's not the end of the world. I'd like to make that clear. It is not the end of the world if things go wrong on Saturday.
We don't want to lose on senior day to Kentucky.
You don't want to lose on senior day to Kentucky.
You might lose the one seed in the NCAA tournament. I mean, there's still a lot to play for. I don't know. Obviously, this game is the biggest one because it's the next one. You can't talk about Saturday until you get through this one. So hopefully they're focused, which it is. I mean, Barnes should have them ready to go. I mean, it shouldn't be hard to get up for this one, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I think everybody's seen that they've probably watched the video. I mean, I don't know if they've watched the game tape on this one. They probably erased it, and it's a new day, new game. You know, you can play better than you did last time.
Right.
You know, and, you know, again, you're going to have the best player on the floor and, you know, the best team overall. So just go handle your business.
I'd like to remind everybody that Joe Lunardi is still a dumbass.
That is crazy. What is he doing?
I mean, here's something that everyone needs to take into account as well. Joe Lunardi probably isn't even in the top 10, 25, or 50 a bracketologist. Mm-hmm. But people take everything that he says to heart just because those four letters are in front of his name. ESPN. The yep. most mediocre sports outlet in the nation. They're absolute trash. If you work for ESPN and you're one of these guys that just carries water for whatever the producers tell you to say, guess what? You're trash too. At least Stephen A. will actually speak his mind once he gets away from ESPN. Of course, when he's on air, he knows who writes his paycheck. He's got to do whatever they tell him to do. But outside of there, you'll at least get, you know, what he actually thinks. Then you got Max Kellerman, who they tried to make like Stephen A., and then fire the guy. How many people did they end up laying off out of that whole ordeal?
A lot.
It was like 30-something, yeah, I thought. It was
like prominent personalities. And now you get on there and you don't even know who the guys are that are hosting these shows. Y'all remember the Tennessee-Florida game during the snow in which Around the Horn, I think, was playing? Or it might have been PTI. I don't know.
Some ESPN show.
It was some ESPN show. But you look on there, and a lot of times you could recognize the guys that were on that show. You can't recognize anybody on any of those shows now.
There's a few that have stuck around.
And they're trash.
I don't know. That one guy on Around the Horn, the older guy that always has the board in the back that has little notes, he's pretty chill.
I hate them all.
You just hate everybody, though.
I don't hate everybody, Marcus. I just
hate... At least he moved
I heard what you said about Jack.
What did I say about Jack?
Sorry, Jack. I didn't want you to find out this
way.
What
did he say?
What lie are you telling to our people? That's the one thing that I pride myself on, Marcus. I try to tell the truth every chance that I get.
He said that you couldn't be my offensive coordinator. He said you weren't capable of coaching Space Force into the ultimate air raid offense.
I never said that.
And I'm sorry that you had to find out this way.
I never said that.
Jake, why did you say that?
Jack, I didn't. You have a spot on my team.
Whoa!
Fan Run University.
Okay.
You got to politic it a little bit, man.
Yeah.
If you want to keep somebody around, you got to lie to the references at some point. You got to lie to the references.
Whoa.
It is what it is. It is what it is. But overall thoughts on this game tonight. Dalton Kincaid is probably going to go for about 20 to 22 points.
Yes, hopefully.
Josiah Jordan James, probably going to go for the 10 to 12 mark.
I'm going to say 8 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals.
He does that, we're winning the game.
I'm liking it.
Jonas Adu probably going to have around the 12 to 15 mark. He'll probably get a double-double. Vescovy, I don't know why. I just don't see this being a good game for him. I think he'll probably get anywhere from 5 to 8 points. And he'll probably be more effective on the defensive side of the ball than what he will on the offensive side of the ball. Jemiah Meshack, you know, coming off the bench, enough said. We all know what he's going to do. He's going to give you a lot of defensive production, not a lot on the offensive side, but he's going to make.
We lost by 4, and we had basically 4 guys that are starters barely score.
Mm-hmm.
Zakai didn't even score.
No.
That's not happening tonight.
No.
He's going to get his 10 to 15. He's going to get 7 to 8 assists. We're probably going to win this very comfortably in my mind.
I love the confidence because I'm feeling that way as well. Like I don't think there should be any doubt in anybody's mind, you know, because we're going to go down there tonight. We're going to win this game. And like Brett said,
we haven't played well on the road. I think we're due one.
Yeah.
And why not make it tonight? Send a message.
Can someone tell me the last?
Make Lenardi put you at the one seed.
Yeah, make him
be
do
mad
that.
About that.
Yeah.
If you even look at that, I know everybody else has this as a one seed. In our minds, we're a one seed.
Is he the most punchable face in media?
I'm fine with the 2 seed right now. If that's where we are, just go win the thing. Just whoever you play against, go beat them. You know, just who cares about the seed?
Who
know?
Has the most punchable face at ESPN?
I don't know.
The girl in the middle. No, I was kidding.
It's got to be Joe Lenardi, right?
I hate Orlovsky a lot, but I just can't stand him. Why is a guy that runs out of the back of the end zone telling Mahomes what he needs to do better on as a quarterback?
You shouldn't be allowed to show your face on TV after that.
No. They pay him to come talk football. That's horrible. What are you doing? Why is he not one of the fireable guys over there? Maybe I'm wrong, but I just can't stand the guy.
Question of the day, does Joe Lenardi have the most punchable face at ESPN? We want to hear from you, 865-546-8255. 8200. Your number if you want to hop on with us. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio.
Ever been there?
Back here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, we have already had an argument, and it started in
You're
the middle
so
of the
You're so inconsistent.
Break. How am I inconsistent?
Not you. Who am I arguing with? What do you mean, who?
I'm not talking. Why? I'm not arguing anything. The facts are the facts. You guys lost
facts,
tonight.
Facts
here we go.
Like,
here
you
it is.
But you keep jumping back and forth. You talk about how
it took 23 minutes.
Technically less than.
I notice I didn't bring it to the air, but you brought it to the air. I'll try and lead the arguments off the air so you don't have to worry about bringing them
the
on the
thing
air.
Is, it's
me
like,
and Marcus weren't going to bring this to
well,
air.
Well, I wish you all would just maybe shut up. Him. That way we can just have these arguments on air. That way it creates great entertainment.
It's not my fault
for
you brought it
audience.
Up.
Well, I mean, he can bring it up and see who he thinks. I mean, the audience can decide who's right on this.
I mean, the audience can decide
I mean,
who's
all,
right.
We can all agree. I think it's quite clear. Me and the audience can agree that the refs blew the call at
no.
the end of the Celtics game.
No. What do you mean, no? Joe
Lenardi
they
was 110th out of 174.
It,
they overturned it.
Because they weren't going to overturn it.
But they like, did.
So all
what
of
are
sudden,
you arguing now?
All of a sudden, we just want to say that when clearly Tatum was fouled, that Cleveland comes crying and starts saying, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
like
that wasn't
dunking.
A foul. Oh, please, that wasn't a foul. Then all of a sudden they're going to go look at it and say, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. The best player in the Eastern Conference,
Woo!
Theoretically the best player in my mind in the league right now.
Oh, I didn't know that Jimmy Butler got traded.
Should be the MVP.
Somehow he's the MVP, but he's got the sixth
should
best
be the MVP.
Right
I didn't say he was. I said he should be. That,
you didn't even
it's
say
a popularity
that.
Contest.
Marcus, that doesn't
it's a popularity
you can't
contest.
Marcus.
Somehow Joel Embiid will still win it, even though he's been injured.
No.
This is
Marcus,
absolutely
Marcus
ridiculous.
Fucking crazy right now.
That game, you guys are up 22. You're the best
yeah.
in the league with the best player. You
uh-huh.
lost.
Yeah, well,
this
it doesn't matter at the end of the game when the ref blows
why are
the
you
call.
Both?
He kicked his leg
Dean
out,
Wade. Who
right,
is
question,
Dean
question.
Wade?
All right,
Dean
let
Wade.
All right, let me ask
not
you this.
Not Dwayne Wade.
Let's,
Dean
let's,
Wade.
Let's flip it over real quick. If, let's say,
the
Chiefs,
Lakers are no
on,
good,
hold
so.
Hold on.
Hold on. One person at a time. Y'all sound like Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi
if
right now.
Chiefs,
one of y'all's teeth is about to fall out.
Let's say
Marcus, you first.
Let's say the Chiefs go up by, like, 28 points in the third quarter. Okay? And then all of a sudden, the 49ers come back, tied up late maybe, or down by 2 points, whatever, right? If they still pull out the win, as I say, boy, your Chiefs, they had a 28-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. They almost lost it. Your response would be, well, goats do goat things, and they don't lose at the end. So I'm sorry that the ref screwed my team over at the end. That's not
but
my
they,
fault.
But they went and looked at it.
They went and looked
so
at it.
So what do you think they did?
You
think Cleveland?
Are you gonna look at me and tell me that refs don't just make things up? There's a whole documentary or book about the guy that fixed games.
Okay,
you're gonna tell me this guy didn't fix the game? It's possible. I'm not making that
he
accusation.
Got it right. They
got
but it
I'm
right.
just saying.
How did you think that was a foul?
Yeah, where was the foul?
Where was the foul?
Where was the foul?
Are we? You're just jumping in to jump in.
You
weren't
even
paying
see
attention.
The play,
you were on your phone moments ago. What do you mean? Where's the pull up the play? That's fine.
He was Carson Edwards. He kicked his leg out, man.
Yeah, it was an offensive foul, if anything.
It was not
he
an
was
offensive foul. Then
contact.
Why didn't they call an offensive foul? They went and looked at it. Huh?
They wanted to get the call right, and they did.
It's insane. You guys are insane.
He was looking for the foul.
It's one loss. Doesn't matter.
It's
even
right.
if the refs do cheat us out.
Without,
they're turning
matter.
Around,
without
and we're going to beat.
You got to go to Denver and Phoenix.
Yeah, we're
that's two more losses
we're gonna,
right
we're
there.
Nah,
and then what are you talking about?
We're going to win both of those games.
Then Milwaukee's only three back.
Milwaukee's not going to do anything. You think, like, what are you talking about? It's a Doc Rivers-led team.
They're 7-0 since the All-Star break, with and 4-1 without Giannis.
Yeah, when they add Giannis, that mix is going to start falling apart. That's what happens when
they've won 6 in a row.
Congratulations. I think we won, like, 13 in a row, whatever it was.
They are 7 back, and they'll be.
You think they're going to catch
you're
gonna up?
You're going to lose twice in a
we're
row
not,
the next
we're not.
Two. Yes.
We're not.
Yes.
We're not. We're going to win both of them.
Okay.
Just you. Remember, you were the one that said that we weren't going to be able to cover the 10-point spread against the Mavericks.
And you did, but I didn't say anything.
Oh, we didn't just cover it. We dominated
okay.
that game.
What'd you do last night? You're up 22.
See, you do this. You're very, like, flip-floppy.
Okay.
You want to ignore what we've done against other teams.
I've also seen your playoff history. It's not good.
Playoff history?
With Tatum and Brown.
One, two, three.
Tatum and Brown. Tatum and Brown. Why is he counting all their trophies?
13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
When was your last one?
Playoff history. 2008. Yeah, I'm aware. I remember that year quite fondly.
I was six.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I can't.
We were in the finals, like, what, a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was? Come on.
I can't deal with y'all right now.
Did you win?
Like, this is beyond.
Oh, now you want to. No. We're going back to it.
One.
Now you want to do the did you win thing? Now you want to argue with me?
Okay, Jack, do you see what this is in my hand?
Yeah.
You know what this is? What is that?
Headphone case?
Yes. This is the talking stick for the show now. Jack, you have it. Your turn to talk.
All right. How in this world do you think Tatum is the MVP of the league?
Should be.
That is nuts. You don't have the talking bag thing. All right, here you go. I want an answer.
The talking stick is now with Marcus.
Good Lord, how do I
throw it?
Huh? I'm not throwing it. I'm hanging on to this for the rest of the show.
Good.
Legitimately, he is the difference maker for this team. He is going to be the face of the franchise, face of the league. He can do it in the backcourt. He can do it in the frontcourt. He had a bit of a ice-cold little stretch there against the Cavs. But, you know, as I'm sure this man would attest, even the greatest players and the greatest of all time in Michael Jordan had moments where he didn't play great. It happens.
LeBron has had, like, last time he didn't have a 10-point game was, like, 2007, I think. So, yeah. He stayed pretty consistent.
We don't need to talk about him anymore. We've done that enough.
You mean you've done that enough?
I mean, I didn't.
Give the talking stick to Brett.
I don't need anything else to say. I said my piece on this game. It's over.
You're
they
very
lost.
Flip-floppy.
They blew a 22
I'm just saying.
Pin,
you come to me and say that what have you done lately kind of thing, talk about the winning situation. Like, and all of a sudden you're like, did they win? Did they win? I bring up how trophies and winning the whole thing matters, but apparently, according to you, when it comes to LeBron, he could lose in the finals and still be the GOAT. I don't know where to put this.
Bring it back to me. I can't even do this anymore. The only way this is going to work is if, okay, you all have two choices, okay?
Well, I tried to bring up the argument during the break, not during the show.
Let me
get
this out.
So you could do your show.
Well, here's the thing. You all have two choices. One of you can wear burlap underwear, and the other has to drink an entire bottle of magnesium citrate on the show. Marcus, which one would you prefer?
Who does that have? First of all, I do neither. There's no either or to this situation. This isn't a would you rather in real life. This is a I'm going to defend.
What was the second one? Magnesium what?
Citrate.
If I'm not mistaken, that's something that's going to expel some things. Which I don't know how that's a win for anybody.
Exactly. It's a win-win for me and Jack.
How?
Because
how?
We can actually conduct a radio show at that point.
I think we're doing pretty well.
I don't know about that. I don't want to believe that. I don't even know.
You don't think that you know?
And that I just looked at magnesium citrate. Yes, that sounds awful.
Yes, it used to be a thing where. Never mind.
Yeah, let's not go there. Let's not do any of that.
This is okay. Let's get the show back on track.
Also, I have to ask you a question, Jake.
Oh, my God. What?
Because I just have to make sure I'm not missing something here. You think Jimmy Butler is better than Jason Tatum?
Yes.
On what planet?
Who's been to more finals?
On what planet?
Who has more Eastern Conference championships?
According to him, that doesn't mean anything. According to him.
Why? I'm not in this. Get at me out of it. I'm
just asking the question. Jack, who has more Eastern Conference championships?
It is Jimmy. Jimmy Buckets himself.
Playoff Jimmy.
He's a better player.
He's a better player.
Regular season, obviously not, but something happens in the playoffs, man. You can't deny that.
Well, think about this.
You can't deny that.
You know, we want to talk about, you know, how certain players take a bunch of scrubs and go to the NBA Finals. What did Jimmy Butler do in Miami last year?
That is a great point. Tatum has easily had the better teams every time, and Jimmy –
You can argue that.
Finds a way.
I can argue that he last did it. Year
last
was a
year,
fluke.
He did it in the bubble.
The bubble doesn't count. No
he
one
literally
counts
took
the bubble.
He took a play-in team to the NBA Finals.
No one counts the bubble.
Everyone counts the bubble. Last year was the
you
same
count
Final
the bubble?
Four. Yeah, it was the same Final Four as it was in the bubble.
Crowd makes a difference.
Who's winning it huh? if there's a crowd in the bubble? Who's winning
Who was the
that
Final
year?
Four again?
It was Celtics, Heat, Nuggets,
Oh, Celtics,
Lakers.
Obviously.
Oh, jeez.
2020 was a long time ago. It's hard
okay,
to
well, then how do you explain the fact that he took a play-in team and took them all the way to the NBA Finals, knocked out Giannis and the Bucks in the first round?
Mm-hmm. Fluke. Happens sometimes.
Beat the Knicks in the second round.
Fluke in a seven-game series.
And
on,
beat your
on, the
Celtics.
Knicks, the Knicks.
Beat your Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
If I remember correctly, there were
– Without Tyler Hero.
If I remember correctly, there were a couple games that were a bit iffy on things that went down, but
– Without Kyle Lowry –
He's washed.
Without Victor Oladipo.
Who? He's a free agent right now. No one cares about him.
That's my point.
You're saying without him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those were the most notable people on the team. Nobody had ever heard of Dr. Strus before last year. Gabe Vincent was an afterthought. Haywood Highsmith.
Marcus, do you have nightmares about Caleb Martin? Because you should.
Nah.
You should.
Nah, no one in the eastern side of the NBA scares me at all. Feel pretty confident.
What did he drop, 56?
Who?
In the first round? Who's the better player?
Tatum.
Who's done more with
less?
He's
never going to agree to anything we say.
You're never going to agree with anything I say, so I feel like that's a fair
Brett, feel free to jump in here, man. I mean, here's the thing.
No, because it's just – it's there's no point in arguing Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum. It's Butler.
It's not Butler.
Well, Brett has spoken his piece. I've spoken my piece. Jack has spoken his piece. It is 3-1.
Yeah, well, my one vote counts a lot more than you think. Because I have power over here.
Basketball Brad chimes in. He said, Josiah Jordan James, final game in Columbia, South Carolina, his home state. You're going to get the five-star performance that you should have gotten
double-double?
Forever. I at least a double-double.
Another Alabama performance?
That'd be nice. Give me a Kentucky performance out of him.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh, you win by going away.
Like, you might win by 40 yeah. if that happens.
Exactly.
You very well might win by 40. Jordan Morris chimed in and said, Jimmy Butler, greater than sign, 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 Jason Tatum, it's not close.
100% incorrect. I'm afraid it is. I agree it's not close.
I wish Jordan could chime in. I wish he could call in right now.
It's a real shame that he can't. Cause
I bet he can.
Even if I get a phone call, if I don't recognize the voice, I might not feel comfortable putting them on air.
We went over that.
No, I'm just saying, maybe I hear the voice and it sounds like Bear, and I'm like, I don't want to put Bear on the phone. And he's like, oh, no, it was me, Jordan. I'm like, I don't trust you, and just hang up the phone. You know what I mean? So it's unfortunate things like that happen sometimes. Also, phone connections are weird. Sometimes they get spotty and mics get cut off.
Matter of fact, I want the audience to answer this question. I know there's people out there listening that watch the NBA. Matter of fact, is John Reed still out here?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
If John Reed is still here, Jack, go get John. I need you to go get John.
If he wants to come in here.
No, like you actually have to go out and say, hey, John, come here.
He's walking.
Okay, good. Now, Jack, what you're going to do is you're going to hand that microphone to one John Reed, and John Reed is going to help us settle this discussion.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
So, John, we have a debate going on right now.
I heard.
Who
in the lobby.
Who has done more? Is it Jimmy Butler or is it Jason Tatum?
Or who's the better player?
Who's the better
player? What are we arguing? Who's had a better career or who's
better?
Yeah,
because there's a difference. Because he's bringing up what he's done in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Player
and all
than
that.
His regular season. Two. Right.
So we can just
and Tatum
pick and
is too.
We can just pick and choose now. Is that what we're doing?
Okay.
Who's been the more? Player? Who's been to the finals
John
more?
John answer the question. We haven't let him answer the question.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you.
We brought him here to answer a question.
Jimmy Butler has had a better career. Jason Tatum is better right now. Jimmy Butler has had a better career, but Marcus, before you start peacocking, I think you, even in the back of your mind, knows that if the Heat and the Celtics play in the playoffs, Jimmy Butler's going to outplay Jason Tatum.
I know that we'll go to probably six or seven games and the Celtics will still win it.
Well, last year they played and the Heats
last year was a fluke.
Beat them and Jimmy Butler got that job done. So I will say that Jimmy Butler has more, we have more confidence in him in the playoffs. Jason Tatum, great regular season player. Better regular season player. Jimmy Butler.
If you switch the players on the team, you know which team's better. The one with Jimmy Butler. Going to the Celtics.
That's an interesting thought there, Jack. So you're saying if you take Jimmy Butler and drop him with Jaylen Brown and
yes.
In the past, Marcus Smart, I mean, on this version, yeah, probably. That's good. Marcus, you're
hasn't rebuttal? Jimmy, though, played with better players at his other stops with, like, the Embiids and then the Karl-Anthony Towns?
And what did they do?
That's why. But I'm asking the question because you have seen Butler with other teams.
I think it's disingenuous to point Karl-Anthony Towns and think of him today because when Jimmy was with him, he was a kid. And he was not that player. So, Embiid, yeah.
He's still just kind of, yeah.
Embiid, yeah. And also, like, keep in mind that they came the closest to beating that Raptors team that won the title. Yeah. I mean, it was a crazy shot. Lucky/crazy shot. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
Might have been a magnet involved in that one.
Maybe a magnet involved or the entire country of Canada willing that shot in. Yeah. But Jimmy Butler's had a better career.
There we go.
Basketball Brad has chimed in. He says, cereal is closer to soup than Tatum is to Jimmy. Man.
I don't think Marcus heard that. Maybe
no,
he did.
Sorry, I was on the phone.
Basketball Brad has chimed in. He said, cereal is closer to soup than Tatum is over Jimmy.
I mean, we just had someone who knows a lot about NBA basketball who just agreed with me that Tatum's better.
I mean, he went both ways. I mean, he was definitely neutral.
He brought up
definitely.
The point that I was trying to make before I was getting yelled over, was that if you can't make the argument that, oh, he's got more finals appearances or whatever – like, they're two different things. The accomplishments, according to you guys, because I keep talking about how championships are important, but according to you guys, it only matters when it comes to the players you like. Or it doesn't matter when it comes to the players you like.
Jason Tatum doesn't have championships.
No, but my point is, like, for example, like, I point out Bill Russell and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, to me, is the GOAT. Never lost in the finals. But then he'll come and say, well, LeBron's been to more finals. Doesn't matter that he doesn't have as many wins. And then all of a sudden I bring up how Tatum's the better player, and all of a sudden it's like, well, he hasn't had as many appearances as Jimmy Butler. It's just very convenient. Very convenient. So that's all I'm going to say.
Well, the only reason I just say that with Jordan is because he played an additional 9 years and never sniffed the finals.
Just to pick and choose.
No, that's what happened.
No, I mean, the arguments are very pick and choose.
A young LeBron going to lose to the Spurs and arguably the best teams ever, is not a knock against LeBron.
Feels like he should have gotten it done.
This argument is getting more and more ridiculous by the second. It's our final timeout of the hour. Stay with us. Final segment of hour number one coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, guys. It's
final segment of hour number one. It's time to head to the phones for the first time today. Jordan is up first. What do you say, Jordan?
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to jump in on this conversation. Jimmy Butler is the better player, and I'm going to disagree with what John Reed just said. He said today Tatum is the better player. Today, Tatum is not the better player. Here's the thing with Jimmy, and Jake, you know this, and a lot of fans know this. The guy loafs 75% of the season and still puts up 22 points, 5 boards, 5 assists a night. When he decides it's go time, when he decides to turn it on, there may be 5 players in the NBA that are better than him, maybe. And you saw it in the NBA playoffs. Over the last 10 games since he's decided to turn into playoff Jimmy, he's averaging 25-7-6, shooting 53% from 3. There's nobody better. There's nobody in the East better than Jimmy Butler when Jimmy Butler wants to turn it on and flip that switch.
And one chokeout.
And his in his last five, Jimmy Butler has had 26, 37, 21, 22, and 23.
And the Heat, I text you this morning, Marcus, you might want to look in your rearview mirror, buddy, because the Heat are coming. They're 10-2 in their last 12. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're top five in defensive rating, top 10 in offensive rating since before the All-Star break.
By the way, he had a triple-double before that.
Yeah. Jimmy decided to turn it on a little bit early this year, and they've been moving up the standings. Yes. They were outside the playoffs 2 weeks ago. They're the fifth seed right now. And you know it as well as I know it. You're terrified of them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The entire Boston franchise, the entire Boston media, Bill Simmons, and everybody in Boston shiver at the thought of playing the Miami Heat in the postseason.
I'd just like to point out, Jimmy's got six more seasons on Jason, right? Is that correct? Five or six more seasons? And total points over their career, Tatum's only 3,000 behind? He's only a little less than 1,000.
We're not arguing who's a better scorer.
No, we're just talking about better players. But, you know, you want to bring up about how, you know, Michael Jordan had all these seasons where he did nothing. And it's like, well, Tatum's played, you know, five less seasons, and he's catching up to Jimmy
Butler.
What's
his record against Jimmy,
though? Who you have admitted has, you know, lazily plays the game until he decides to turn it on. What kind of basketball player?
Well, you
got to
think, dude. They didn't let him be himself until about 3 years into his tenure in Chicago.
Oh, so we're blaming the Chicago
Bulls organization because they're trash.
I see how it is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Also, Marcus, I want to point out, I'm pretty sure that it was 2 weeks ago. I was on this same phone call. And we were talking about, I think it might have been, I can't remember who we were talking about, but we were talking about, it was the Paul Pierce, Carmelo Anthony debate. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm always going to take the players that have that dog in them over anybody else. Mm-hmm. And you said, me too. You're going to not sit there on this phone and tell me that Jason Tatum has more dog in him than Jimmy Butler has.
How are you going to have the dog in if you just pick and choose when to turn it on? Like, if you're the dog, you have that thing on all the time. What do you mean? You think Juwan Jennings turns it on and turns it off when he's on the field? No, he's the dog all the time. Jimmy just turns it off because he doesn't want to play in the regular season as much, and he'll just turn it on randomly in the playoffs? Nah, that's not a dog. That's a guy that just wants to be a dog.
You're going to tell me on this phone call that last year, and I love the guy, and he did a great interview this morning on the morning show, that when Grant Williams got in Jimmy Butler's face, that dog did not come out in Jimmy Butler and take that game over and win that game. That is a dog. Whether you want to preface it with anything you want, when a player can do what Jimmy Butler did in that postseason, in that series, and in that moment, that's a dog. 100% certified D-O-double-double-G dog.
Do you think MJ turned it off, though, during the regular season? Or is it just
I'm sure there was moments. I'm a big Kobe fan. I know there was moments in the regular season Kobe turned it off. LeBron's turned it off.
There's no way Kobe just turned. No, he's the Black Mamba, man. He never turned that off.
You don't remember the moment in the game where he got, I don't know if I can say the word, pissed on air, but I did.
Yeah.
And he decided to just pass the ball and not do anything at all and turn the dog off in him in the game because he was mad at his teammates because of how awful of a team he had.
Well, that's just
and then
being
he,
petty.
Then he told the front office, that's turning it off. LeBron's turned it off plenty of times.
Well, LeBron always turns it off. He's you know.
He's Michael terrible.
Turned it off. Michael's done it before. Michael's turned off. And also, on the Michael point, I heard Brett say that we can't get mad at LeBron for being a young LeBron running into the great San Antonio Spurs, but yet at the same time, in the same breath, he'll knock Michael Jordan, who was like 24 years old, running into one of the greatest NBA teams ever in the Boston Celtics, even though he put 63 up on him.
He's got a point.
Okay.
LeBron was young,
but still got the NBA Finals. It was an older Boston Celtics team. Bird was dealing with his back injuries then.
They won the championship that year. What are you talking about, an older Boston team? They beat the Lakers in the NBA Finals and went back the very next year.
Okay, I mean, I don't.
The Celtics didn't fall off until like 89-90. This is 86.
And that was prime Jordan, right? Was that not prime Jordan?
No.
He's averaging 37 a game for that season?
Not that season. Because that same season, he missed like 50 games because he broke his foot and came back just in time to make the playoffs. And got him in the playoffs because they were like a 10th
seed. Oh, no, he got swept. He didn't win a game, Jordan. He didn't win a game. He got swept.
Okay.
That's not good.
Wait. Did LeBron get swept by the San Antonio Spurs?
In the finals.
He played in the absolute awful East, Brett. The East.
What does that have? Why is that against LeBron?
Because it is. Now he goes.
Why? LeBron doesn't draft players. LeBron doesn't get to pick who he goes and plays on other teams in the Eastern Conference.
How many years did it take Michael Jordan to win his first NBA title?
I mean, when was his first? 92? 93? When was his
93. It took him 7 years to get his first one.
91? He won 91. Yeah, 91, 92, 93.
He won in 90, yeah. 90, 91, 91, 92, 92, 93.
It took LeBron James 9 seasons to get his first.
How many finals had he been to in that time frame?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Two.
One.
He should have been in two.
He'd been in two before he won his first.
You are correct.
I'm sure Brett want to say one because he probably forgot the one finals where J.J. Barea and Jason Kidd shut LeBron down. But I would have my man.
I've never once given – I've said LeBron didn't show up in that series. No doubt about that. It was disappointing.
Name me the series
probably
Michael
the worst.
Jordan didn't show up in the NBA. Name me the series Michael Jordan didn't show up in the NBA finals.
None of them. He always showed up.
Name me the series that Kobe didn't show up in the NBA finals. It may have gotten beat, but you can't sit here and say Kobe never showed up. He showed up every NBA Finals.
I was going to say LeBron that last one, which they should have won four in a row.
LeBron has the worst stain on him of any of these guys that we want to put in the
debate.
LeBron has the worst stain on him of an NBA Final, and that docks him down. Getting shut down by J.J. Barea and Jason Kidd and not even trying in an NBA
is
Finals
it good,
moment.
Is it hard to make an NBA
LeBron,
but is it hard to make the NBA
same,
Finals?
This is the same LeBron that mocked Dirk for being sick, and then Dirk turned it on and won the NBA
Finals. Dirk's an all-time great. I mean, an all-time great. He was MVP that year.
This conversation is over. This conversation is over because we got more phone calls to get to. Jordan, we appreciate the phone call. I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Daniel.
Have a good one, guys.
Is up next. What do you say, Daniel?
How are y'all doing on this rainy Wednesday? On this championship Wednesday, I might say.
Absolutely. I mean, it is, I guess we're feisty this morning. That's one way to
put
it.
You are. That's why I'm calling. I love these conversations. Jason Tatum is the better player than Jimmy Buckets.
Thank
no
you,
doubt.
But, I feel like there's a but in there.
There is a but. There's absolutely a but.
Where's the
You're
flush
exactly
button?
Right.
And what would that butt be?
I mean, I think Butler matters more. I mean, he's got that dog in him. I agree with the previous caller. I think he matters a lot to the Heat organization, and there is no guy like Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. But from a body of work perspective, Jason Tatum is the better player, and his ceiling is way higher than Jimmy Butler. I mean, the guy, Jason Tatum, has probably the best offensive game in the league.
One of them, yeah.
I mean, I think my personal opinion.
There's nothing wrong with that comment, Marcus.
You can't give him.
There's nothing wrong with that comment. You can't tell me Durant's not a bucket. You can't tell me Jokic isn't a bucket.
There's
so many guys that with offensive games rival Tatum's. Uh-huh. LeBron's still averaging 26 a game.
I think it's semantics I think that Jason Tatum has the best offensive game in the league. That's just my opinion. But, I mean, if you say Kevin Durant or if you said the Joker does, then that's fine. But I mean, I think it's semantics at this point. I mean, it's just personal preference.
May I ask you this? Who's Jason Tatum dating?
What? No clue.
I don't know.
Exactly. What? You know who Jimmy Butler's dating?
No clue.
Shakira.
What? Really?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, I do prefer emo Jimmy over any other version of Jimmy Butler, though. The straight hair and the lip pierce and the eyebrow pierce, Jimmy Butler is pretty next level.
See, I like my Jimmy Butler to be in the Luke Bryan Light It Up music
video. Is Tatum
video.
Not married? Doesn't he have, like, a kid?
Don't know. He's not dating Shakira.
Yeah, but he is dating a British R&B singer, Ella Mia. So.
Who?
Didn't Shakira get in IRS trouble?
Yes.
Jimmy Butler needs to run away.
Are we winning tonight, Daniel?
We are winning tonight, boys. Listen, we ain't going to get in the same spot as we was at the Food City Center, Thompson Bowling Arena. We aren't getting in that same spot. I think listen, this team is dialed in. I mean, yeah. Saturday proved it. They are dialed in. I mean, when Connect had a bad night, everybody else picked it up. I'm telling you, I don't know what happens in March. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I'm not a soothsayer. I don't know what happens in March. I am enjoying this ride. We don't get a guy like Dalton Connect every day.
Nope.
Whatever happens, happens. But man, this has been a fun season, guys. But we win the championship tonight.
It's happening tonight.
Damn right.
I can feel it
in my plum.
He can feel it.
I don't think Butler and Shakir are together anymore, if they even were.
Well,
Based on everything I'm reading. So I think I went on that debate, too. So
they were together.
Who cares?
I can confirm. But bottom line, as Daniel said, Tennessee's winning a championship tonight. Jellicoe High School is winning a championship next week.
Jellicoe.
Hey, there's some rumors. There's some rumors going around that he might be coming down I-75 south a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
There's some rumors.
I know that is never going to happen. I can confirm.
No, but it's great what's happening, you know, for that area. I mean, that's been a basketball school for years. So, you know, it is great. And having them kids greeted at the interstate when they came home was awesome. But go ball tonight, championship Wednesday. We're a championship pedigree. There's no doubt about it. You all have a good day and go balls.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the phone call, Daniel. Stay with us. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two, the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.